The obligation to control the spread is on each and every one of us each and every day. If you look at the positive cases to date in Montana, the average age is 46 years old. The ability to actually control the spread does rest with each and every one of us. And that also doesn't dismiss the fact that we do continue to see an increase in cases each day, and that is expected. But that also means social distancing is more important than ever. For every person who stays at home or avoids large crowds, the better our chances to fight this virus and protect our frontline healthcare workers and emergency responders. Montanans, as Montanans, we really do have an obligation to slow the spread of this virus. We're a place where neighbors talking to neighbors still matters, and our fellow Montanans can all continue to set a good example for each other in adhering to those social distancing directives and knowing that that will make a difference. Also, certainly have responsibilities as governor to ensure that we're taking the necessary measures at this time. That's why today I'll be extending the directives I've issued on school closures and on closures at dine-in restaurants, alcohol businesses, and other entities. The closures are in effect through April 10th, though they may be extended or shortened by further directive. School districts should follow the planning guidance provided in our March 19th directive to seek waivers of pupil instruction time and obtain continued state funding during this period. Well, neither of those directives expire until this Friday. I wanted to get it out for planning purposes long before. Some have asked, why don't I just close down the schools for the rest of the year? Or conversely, when I say 2 more weeks, am I confident that life will be back to normal in 2 weeks? I don't think it would be wise or serve the best interests of Montanans at this time to make decisions that will have finality for what Montana might look like 8 or 10 weeks down the road. I mean, we're daily dealing with issues and challenges, and we're learning each and every day as well. Additionally, I'm taking my recommendations on limiting social gatherings and all gatherings further. Today, we're now issuing a directive prohibiting non-essential social and recreational gatherings of individuals outside of a home or place of residence of greater than 10 people if a distance of at least 6 feet between individuals cannot be maintained. The earlier directive said discouraging all social gatherings, particularly those of a certain number. This is a bit more restrictive, and we're asking Montanans to comply. At the same time that we're extending the closures, we're also preparing for the potential of an increase of patients at our hospitals. We're doing everything we can in our capacity as a state to prepare to take care of critically ill patients, as well as if we end up getting numerous COVID-19 positive patients in our hospitals, and ensure that there's hospital space and supplies to respond. The directive that I issued yesterday allows us to transfer patients back into their home communities or into a lower level setting as they heal, which could well free up hospital or isolation beds for those that need it most. It also temporarily waives some restrictions on paperwork needed to transfer patients back into their home communities or other hospital settings. Also streamlines the state's ability to order supplies and additional space that the normal state procurement process would slow down or stall. To put it simply, it allows both the state and our hospitals to act more quickly and efficiently. We continue to explore every avenue available to bring additional supplies to our state. This past weekend and earlier this week, we're distributing a Department of Public Health and Human Services supply and the first shipment of the Strategic National Stockpile to local hospitals, EMS units, and federally qualified health centers. Over the weekend, we also received an additional 50,000 masks through a mutual aid agreement that we have with our neighbor to the east, North Dakota, which will also be shipped to all jurisdictions and tribal nations across our state. And we do expect to receive additional PPE national stockpile resources later this week. Today at the state lab, we received 4,000 additional swabs for testing. We also received additional tests. Know that in each of these areas, it's something that we're working on each and every day. The swabs is but one example, had been ordered from a private supplier, I think it was a week ago today. That order was canceled by the supplier based on demand and that the federal government needed the resources. I and some of my team had conversations with FEMA, HHS, even the vice president's office to address the problem specifically of these supply constraints and just even centered around these swabs. And a week later that the swabs arrived. This is one of these situations that really does change day by day and even at times hour by hour. Know that we continue to work diligently here at the state, and not just at the state, but with individuals and businesses and providers in every community on this issue. But the reality really is that our supply capacity depends on either access to private suppliers, or when the private market is bottlenecked in part because of the federal government purchasing, the federal government then stepping up and honoring our requests for additional supplies. I'll continue to join the other governors in pushing for supplies and certainly won't stop fighting for Montana to receive what we need. I know that local governments are also working extremely hard to provide the services that Montanans expect during these times of closures. I'm also issuing a directive today suspending certain office hour requirements in state law to allow for limited closures where local governments can't safely operate within social distancing guidelines. The directive also allows local governments flexibility to set human resource policies that best support health-affected local government employees. I'm pleased that local governments know they can play a key role in slowing the virus and are taking these measures of trying to both contain and distance, that they're taking it seriously. Because we know that today's actions will keep the public and local government employees safe while also maintaining the local services that Montanans rely on.